You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, it's New Year. I'm sure a lot of folks have decided they're going to, you know, lose weight or work out.
Sure.
Okay, I have the top excuses for not working out.
All right, I need some. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Even if you could afford a gym membership, a new wardrobe on top of that is out of the question.
Right?
Yeah, that's expensive.
I've actually often thought of that. I have nothing to wear to the gym.
You haven't found an exercise regimen yet that includes bacon. You think about working out. Isn't that enough? I think that's
enough. I expend mental energy on it. That's calories.
Right. You don't like to sweat unless it's from eating atomic buffalo wings.
For some.
I like that one. Who needs muscles when you can concealed carry? You have a serious condition. It's called hypercouchpotatotosis.
Oh, I like that.
Hypercouchpotatotosis.
I like that.
If you're in shape, then you'll have to blame your lack of sex on your personality.
Well, I got a couple off that I could use.
You got a few.
The hyperpotatotosis.
Potatotosis. Yeah, that's hard to say, but it does.
But work. I feel
couch
it.
Potatotosis.
Yeah, I feel it.
There you go. All right, it's time for us to indulge in the Who Cares News for this 7th of January, 2020.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, I didn't have to look far because, you know, Golden Globes were Sunday.
Yeah.
And since it was the lowest rated Globes ever, we decided to wait till today for all the stupid to fall out.
Right.
So here we go with our Golden Globes Who Cares News recap. Yeah.
Here we go.
Now that Awkwafina is a Golden Globe winning actress, the water brand Awkwafina is trying to get in on the act. They send her free water, of course.
Of course they sent her free water. I'm surprised they didn't change the label to be spelled Awkwafina like her name.
Oh, goodness.
You know? It's like, here, Awkwafina for Awkwafina. Yeah.
It's her name is spelled different.
Of course it is.
It's a play on the brand.
Yeah, yeah.
She chose it 15 years ago when she was looking for a stupid name to use as the stage name.
Little did she know she'd win a Golden Globe 15 years later. You know, last year, all the talk at the Golden Globes were about the Fiji water girl.
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah, this year, it's all about Awkwafina.
Fiji water girl looking for her 15 minutes.
Damn good thing she didn't call herself Fiji water.
That's true.
Instead of Awkwafina.
Well, there is
a water. Or smart water.
Well, some guy, I don't know if it's a real story or not, but he sued Smart Water because it didn't make him smarter. Stupid. You can't fix
you
stupid.
You can't fix it. You can't fix it.
Well, for Awkwafina, her real name is Nora Lum.
Nora Lum. Okay.
So if she's going to do something professionally like acting, why not use her that name?
Boring. She got noticed with a name like Awkwafina. The first notice is like, how do you pronounce that? Is that pronounced aqua?
Awkwafina. Really? Well, actress Joey King shared photos of herself with a bruise on her forehead and revealed that the act co-star Patricia Arquette accidentally struck her with her Golden Globe trophy after winning.
Oh my God. Her forehead just happened to get in the way of...
It sure enough did.
Oh,
Joey tweeted that Patricia accidentally...
Oh, sure, it was an accident. Sure it was.
...hit her in the head with a Golden Globe and that it gives her bragging rights for the rest of her life.
Oh, God. And something she can show on Instagram. Okay.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. All right.
J-Lo didn't win a Globe this year.
No, she didn't.
But she was nominated.
She was nominated. Yeah. Did you see that dress she wore? It was like, oh, my God. It's like, can you... Remember the big... was it the Met Gala? She took a whole limo to get her dress into
that dress,
pink thing. And then this bow looked like it was like as big as that dress.
The bow needed its own limo, I think.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. It's like, who dresses her?
I think she's topping the list of the worst.
You know what? She must be. If Mr.
It was
Blackwell,
like two bows on there.
If Mr. Blackwell was still alive. I think, is he still alive?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. He's turning wherever he is.
Yeah, he is.
Man.
Yeah, that was horrid. That was horrid. She looked kind of like a Christmas tree because it was green and gold.
There was an ugly sweater that Ryan Reynolds wore one time. Very similar. Very similar. Yes. He's just trying to be a present for A-Rod to unwrap.
There you go. Wow.
That he ship sailed.
Yeah, I was going to say, he gets to unwrap that every night.
That's already been unwrapped and rewrapped.
He doesn't care to either. That's like, nah, not tonight, honey. I got a headache. Just wrap that back up.
It's the bow's too big.
Right.
I just can't with that bow.
Nothing says sexy like a 5-foot diameter bow.
Jeepers, that thing was huge.
It's big enough to fit on my Lexus.
You know what? There you go. Lexus SUV.
Right? Merry Christmas
Lexus
to me.
Lexus semi.
That's right.
I just think about these stars and starlets, and they're standing in front of a mirror, and they think, oh, that looks so pretty.
I think they say that just because they don't want to offend the designer.
Can't you say something like, I'm just not feeling bows this year?
I think the deal is they don't even see these dresses probably till they try them on to get in the limo and go to the awards.
I would have said I had norovirus and I had diarrhea and I just couldn't go to the awards.
That's funny.
You know?
I like that.
We originally told you that last year about Goop's new Netflix series, which we discovered yesterday, that it's premiering this month.
No, the Goop Lab six episode series.
You like Goop.
I like Goop, but I don't think she's going to be on this. I mean, she might open it up and go, hi, I'm Gwynnie, and this is my lab. And I think then they're going to turn it over to a bunch of boring scientists. Not that scientists are boring. No cards and letters, please. I know some scientists that are actually kind of fun.
I think it's going to do just as good as Lindsay Lohan's
Beach Party or
Beach
whatever.
Party.
But with pocket protectors.
$500 pocket protectors.
Right.
The Goop Lab explores the universal questions we're inherently curious about on the 24th of January.
Oh, my goodness.
Goop founder Gwyneth Paltrow said in a statement, we took the open-minded approach that we've cultivated at Goop and applied different visual lens with Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
In the process, we found new ways to answer this. How do we make the most of our lives?
Well, one thing comes to mind.
Money.
$15,000 sex
dildo.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, with that, best to Halle Berry this morning, who doesn't have a Netflix series. Probably a good thing.
One of my resolutions is to convince Halle Berry to be my trainer.
Get on that. We'll have her on the show. She can be on our podcast. She can tell us about her boob sweating. I'm all for that.
Halle, I want you to be my mentor and my trainer. I want to be your project.
With that, we've overstayed our welcome. And look at that. We started the new year by doing that already. Overstaying our welcome.
Well, we're good at that.
We're real good at that. All right, back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.